What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the politics and BS. What is up, guys? So let's just go ahead and get into this. I'm actually recording this for the second time. The first time, I guess I was having some StreamYard issues. So I do apologize if you were trying to watch this earlier. So I'm going to make this short and sweet. I am so glad that Jasmine Crockett is in the place that she is in. She has absolutely zero F's to give when it comes to people's feelings. And she just lays it out the way that it is, because right now we have somebody in the office of presidency that lays it out how he feels. And a lot of times the stuff that he says is just flat out lies. So why can't we have somebody who's speaking the truth and facts that may not be all, you know, perfect, or may not be in a way that's flowery and sugary and sweet? Because right now, this country has a lot of BS floating around. So you cannot be sweet when it comes to addressing the BS. So with everything going on right now in this country, and some of the things that are going on right now that is huge, is this issue of immigration and the mass deportations. So she took the time to talk about the fact that the first lady, the wife of 45/47, how she got into this country. A lot of us need to be looking into this because it's fraudulent. So let's just go ahead and get into what she had to say. I'm going to share my screen and we're going to go ahead and get into this. All right, guys. So here we go. Presenting Representative Jasmine Crockett.
And since we're talking about integrity, I'm confused as to why my Republican colleagues aren't talking about the lack of integrity when it comes to the president's family's visas. Let me remind y'all that Melania, the first lady, a model. And when I say model, I'm not talking about Tyra Banks, Cindy Crawford, or Naomi Campbell.
Catch that, because you know that definitely was shade, but the shade is real. Because Melania being a model, it's like the equivalent of what we have today with these so-called IG models, Instagram models, where if you got some boobs and booty and you are willing to showcase that all over social media, then you just give yourself the label of IG model. Okay, so Melania represented that back in the day. She definitely was no Cindy Crawford, Tyra Banks, Naomi Campbell, absolutely not in the same spectrum.
Level applied for and was given an EB1 visa. And what that stands for is an Einstein visa. Now, y'all that don't know, let me tell you how you receive an Einstein visa. You're supposed to have some sort of significant achievement, like being awarded a Nobel Peace Prize or a Pulitzer, being an Olympic medalist, or having other sustained extraordinary abilities and success in sciences, arts, education, business, or athletics. Last time I checked, the First Lady had none of those accolades under her belt. It doesn't take an Einstein to see that the math ain't mathing here.
So yeah, fraudulent. She didn't even come here on the... We know the show 90 Day Fiancé. If you've never watched it, it's kind of a crap show at this point, but it was definitely more interesting back in the day. But the K-1 visa, when you already have this so-called alleged relationship with someone who is not a citizen of this country, and you intend on marrying this person, you are bringing them into the country on a K-1 visa, which is you have 90 days from that date that they have landed to get married. And actually, they go through the process of the application and everything. So it's not like you can just bring somebody into the country from outside of the country, and then as soon as they come here, you have 90 days to marry. That's not the way it works. There actually is a process that they have to go through before you can even get approved to do that. But to say that this chick got an Einstein visa, the math definitely ain't mathin'. How did she get that? Who were the people that were involved that were allowing something like this to happen. Jasmine Crockett, she's on it at all times. And I love the fact that she's doing that. Some may say, well, it holds no weight. It really doesn't mean anything. It's not doing anything to push the country forward. And then this is just a small clip of that. I could have played the longer clip where you have Marjorie Taylor Greene with her potato face self, you know, chiming in. The gentlelady's time is up. Like, she's always there to hate on Jasmine Crockett, right? Because she just can't compete. But there's no competition. This is not a competition. Jasmine Crockett is just there to call out the truth and stand on it. And I am glad that she's there, that she really doesn't care how they feel about it. She doesn't care if they call her ghetto or all the other stuff that they've tried to call her and label her as, because she is an African-American woman who is strong. She is intelligent, and she's not allowing them to put her in this box or just sit there and be quiet and allow them to just do whatever they're doing without her saying something. The Democrats don't have any type of like real power right now, but if they all band together, because I've said this over and over again, I'm not a Democrat and I'm not a Republican and I definitely ain't MAGA, but there needs to be checks and balances. And right now there are none. There are no checks and balances. They need to get a lot of these people up out of office. And so they need to get some Democrats elected across this country in these midterm elections, because something's got to give. Things can't continue to go down this road. So Jasmine Crockett calling out the first lady, so-called Einstein visa. You definitely do not need to be Einstein to know that the math ain't mathing with that. So I really want to know what you guys think. Please let me know your thoughts in the comments. And yeah, keep doing what you're doing, Jasmine. Leave me alone.
Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and I'm going to say bye.